Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God for everything, from whom all blessings flow. None flow from nobody but God, our Father. One thing I want to say tonight is I want to bless you in the name of Jesus. And the more we come to understand what God is doing, the more God can tell us we must do what he has us to do. And tonight we just thank God for the fact that God has given us the ability to come together. Tonight that I know that we're going to have some things to say. One thing I want to do is go to the Father. Father, thank you tonight for your blessing you've given us tonight. Thank you for everything you have prepared for us tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything. Tonight's that night, we just call on the name of Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we perform great things. It's in his name we call all things possible. It's in your name we cast out all demons. It's in your name, the healing one. We have the healing in our hands, in our minds, in our bodies. And I want to thank you tonight for everything you've done for me tonight. And for those on the line with me tonight, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Your love is above everything. And I just want to say, Father, in your name, Jesus, we can cast out demons that they may not speak with new tongues. And I want to just thank you, Father. Father, don't rebuke me. Don't rebuke us not for with thine anger. Oh, hallelujah. Don't chase us in your holy and your hot pleasure, displeasure. Father, forgive us anything we said wrong. Well, we want to praise you and love you and adore you with our whole heart. We want to show forth this marvelous work you've done, this marvelous work in my body and all the believers, Father. I want to thank you. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Your name is above every name. No name can match it. No name can subdue it. No name. It's in Jesus' name we pray this night. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, praise the living God. We got on here a brother from a place called Savannah, Georgia. And we got another girl on there with us. I think she's from, it's not Louisiana. It's not Oklahoma. I think she is from Georgia. Is she on the line with us also?
Yes.
Oh, that's you. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
I don't want no Holy Rock coming over this way. I want to stay where you are. But I want to let y'all know today has been a blessed day for me. Today has been a blessed day. And all I can tell you, I got a man coming on here. I want you to bear with me, brother. And I want you to take up after him. He's a brother that came on tonight. We're trying to encourage him. Amen. Are you there, Brother Alfred? Brother Alfred? Are you there? Hello? 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 Okay, I put him on hold. We'll come back. But one of the things that I would say to Cynthia, since how are your throat is completely healed, right?
My throat is fine.
Amen. Amen. And I know we got a word tonight. See, well, I had a brother supposed to call on a few minutes, and he's been on our program once again. His name is Alfred Henry. And what I'm trying to do is build him up with the understanding by speaking out about Jesus. The one that just came out of prison for being over 15 years, who went in there and come out, and I'm trying to get him in line with us.
Breaking up.
Okay. I'm going to pull everything back. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see me now?
In the spirit.
All right, then. That's a good answer. Well, I want her to sing us a song, and then we go on from there.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My soul loves Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul.
Yes, he is.
He's a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. All day I seek to praise him.
My God.
Oh, all day I seek to praise him. Oh, all day I'll seek to praise him. I've got to bless his name. Oh, to praise him. Oh, all day I'm gonna seek to praise my God. Oh, all day I'll seek to praise him. Bless his name.
Yes, yes,
because my soul loves only Jesus. Oh, my soul loves Jesus. Oh, my soul loves bless. I'm gonna bless his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me see you right now. Amen. Hold on. All right. Amen. Alpha.
Amen. Yes.
This, is this Antonio Alpha?
This is Alfred.
Okay, well, I got the same number. I called a few minutes ago. 832-99. Okay. Okay, you're on the line, so I want to thank you. Well, tonight I got some other people that are going to help to encourage you, all right?
You're breaking up on me, Pastor. I can't hardly understand you.
Can you hear me now?
I'm still kind of breaking up.
How about now?
I can't understand you.
Okay. Let me tell you something else.
I can understand the other people, but I can't understand that.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Let me do this here. Can you hear me now? Maybe I got it too loud. Hold on. Let me do one more thing. Can you hear me now?
We hear you, but you still, like, break it up, like.
I can hear her very clearly.
Okay, well, I want them to go ahead. I'm going to ask the brother from.
Praise God. Okay, Pastor. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you for this opportunity that we can come before you this evening and we can share the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now we bind every enemy spirit. We bind every spirit that will not come subject to your word. Everything, Father God, that try to interrupt this right now, we ask you to send forth your angels to stop it, to shut them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, you told us to comfort one another, to encourage one another, to pray for one another. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I'm asking a blessing upon your people right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I'm asking for a spiritual blessing in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name.
In your
name. We ask you to open the hearts. Open the hearts of your people. Get them a receptive heart to your word.
Glory to God.
Anything, let them not be mindful of my word, but Father God, let them receive your word. Because it's your word and your word alone that heals, delivers, and sets free. It is your word and your word alone that yields life.
Mm.
And life is only in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God tonight for being here tonight. I thank God for each and every last one of you that's under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
But what I want to share with you tonight is Jesus Christ. As I was reading through Acts and I was reading through the New Testament, when John the Baptist came on the scene over in Matthew, it was saying that he preached the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he preached the kingdom. And then when John got put in prison and everything happened to John that had happened, Jesus came on the scene. But do you remember the statement that John said? John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. Okay, so when John was put in prison, Jesus came on the scene, and Jesus took up the message where John left off. He did, and it said, Jesus preach the kingdom. And a lot of us, I kept saying, well, Lord, what is the kingdom? And if you remember what Philip said, Jesus said, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, Philip, you know, you've been this long with me and you asked me to show you the Father. Jesus was the express image of God.
Mm.
When Jesus came on the scene, that was healing. When Jesus came on the scene, that was wholeness. When Jesus came on the scene, infirmities had to flee. If you go over to 1 John, Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that Satan wanted to institute, Jesus Christ already destroyed it. Now, we in Christ, we're a new creature in Christ. So we are seated in heavenly places with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection. Jesus Christ said, I am the life.
Yes.
Jesus Christ said, I am the door. Jesus Christ said, there is no other way.
Yeah.
And when you go to the book of Acts, and that's where I want to, and my subject is, we preach Christ. That's what we preach. If anybody go get saved, if anybody go be delivered, we got to preach the cross of Christ. God took that preaching on this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the whole gospel is about, Jesus Christ. We can't allow the gospel to be changed. Once we allow it, if we preaching anything but the gospel, saints, ain't nobody going to be saved. Nobody going to be delivered. And see, that's what the enemy want to do. The enemy come. Let me throw this out there, Tourette. Have you ever heard this? Don't be so heavenly minded that you know earthly good.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute, but see, that's not scripture. Because it said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It said, if you've been risen with Christ, think of those things that are above, not beneath. See, that's what Satan wanted to keep this earthly mind. He wanted to keep us thinking down low. He don't want us to think up in heaven, because see, the word of God told me I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't have to walk down here on earth, live down here on earth, but my mindset is in heaven. Wait a minute. How can you keep that heavenly mind and be good down on earth? Because understand something, saints. See, Satan ain't coming at us straight ahead. He ain't coming at us straight up. He's not. He go twist and lay a lot of twists and curves and cunningness through it. But if we got a heavenly mind and we know it's nothing no more important to God than people, we go take what's important to God and make it manifest down here in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we ought to be heavenly minded. Because, see, our Heavenly Father already expressed what he wants us to do down here in earth. He wants, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Where? In earth.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his kingdom to come here on earth through his church. Through
yes.
us saints. I don't care. Sometimes I be going through some stuff and I be feeling down. And I have to remember this, the 23rd song. He is my shepherd. Now, if he's my shepherd, what do I have to worry about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what it looks like. But if I truly believe that he is my shepherd, what
yes.
do I have to worry about? Nothing. Because he already got it. He's a good shepherd. See? Whatever come at me, he got it. But what I want to share with you, I had to go that way, is that we preach Christ. And when you look at Acts, the second chapter, the 22nd verse, it's the ye men of Israel. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself know. Him, this Jesus, being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hand have crucified and slain. 24, whom God have raised up. See, we can't preach the death of Christ unless we preach the resurrection of Christ.
Uh-huh.
See, all through the Bible. See, I can tell David, he died on the cross for my sin. He died on the cross. But if I don't take him beyond that, that means he just died on the cross.
He got up.
You know what I'm saying? But our faith is in the resurrection. We know he died.
Mm-hmm.
But when he rose from the dead, saints, do you understand? We know now that God approved of the sacrifice. But remember, he was a sacrifice. So when God raised him by the dead by the Holy Ghost, okay, we know that God approved of the sacrifice for our sins. So we can come to the throne with boldness and confidence, knowing that we have put our trust in a living God. A God who knew no sin, but conquered sin, okay, and died for sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We must preach the whole gospel.
Amen.
Okay? And it was crucified. And when God erased him, having loosened the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he, Jesus, should be holden by death. Death couldn't hold him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a sinless man who died a sinful death for us, that we can sit where we're sitting right now and do what we're doing now. We're only here because of Jesus Christ. Wherever you at, listening to my voice, you're only there because of Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
Don't look at the natural. Saints, what I want to do not look at the natural. That's what, see, in the Garden of Eden, he showed, see, God had told him that the Bible said everything God created was good. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then he showed them something. Based on looking at what God had created in another way, instead of being obedient to the word, what God had told them, they started looking at material stuff. Okay? So they took their eyes off God and started following what they can see. When trouble started coming, you remember when Peter tried to walk, he walked on water. Peter,
yeah.
besides Jesus, Peter's the only one who did it. The only one. But
mm-hmm.
this is the catch. He said, if that you bid me come. All you got to do is say the word. I got enough faith in you to know I can do it if you tell me to come.
Mm-hmm.
Peter did. But then he took his eyes off of Jesus. He took, remember in St. John, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. Then it says, and the word became flesh. That
mm-hmm.
word that was in the beginning became flesh. So when Peter told him, he said, speak the word. So
mm-hmm.
he was telling the word to speak. So whatever, see, Jesus is the created word itself. Jesus
mm-hmm.
is in the beginning. Jesus had no beginning. He had no beginning. He was with God. Jesus is God. Him and God is equal. Equal. And we have to understand it. Somebody said, well, how can he be the son of God? God only gave us a limited knowledge, a finite knowledge. See, he didn't give it. None of us know everything. Some things God kept for himself. He said the things that have been revealed is for us. Okay? He said the hidden things, it belongs to God. Mm-hmm. So saints, please understand this, please. Things that we go intruding upon, which God has revealed for to us, we need to be mindful of that. Be very careful with that.
Because
some things God haven't revealed to us. Some things he will, but that's up to God.
Mm-hmm.
What I put my confidence in is what he has revealed, which he has allowed for us. From the day I was born, he left enough in this canon of scripture from Genesis to Revelation to get us through this journey we are on. He has. Not only his word, he left us his angels. He's given us his spirit. See, we have angels right now in camp all about us. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything we need to make it through. So what I'm saying, saints, is this. First, we preach Jesus. When we start seeing, we want to start seeing people coming to faith. When we go out into these unbelievers, we preach Jesus and nothing less, because there is nothing more. There's nothing more. Jesus is it. And that's what we as believers have to preach. It's his birth as a man, but still he had no beginning. Jesus had no beginning. Okay? He lived a life as a man, yet he was God. He died on the cross. Okay? He died on the cross, yet death couldn't hold him. Couldn't do it. The only one who walked in this earth who had no sin, but yet conquered sin and died for sin. But he had no sin. This is our Savior. This is our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Acts 3 and 6. Well, they healed the lame man at the pool, and they made a statement that said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
Amen.
He didn't say Peter's name. He didn't say no. He said, in the name of Jesus. Remember that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That name alone, demons shake and tremble.
Yes.
We as believers of our Lord and Savior, understand something. I can't make myself righteous. The day I went to the cross, the day I gave my life to him, I became the righteousness of God, not because what I did or could do, but because what he have done.
Amen.
He did the thing in me. He took my sin and wrapped me in his righteousness. So I don't have to get up in the morning and say, I got to live righteous. That's just who I am. Because of Christ in me. It's no struggle. I'm telling you. When I first got saved, it was a struggle because I didn't know no different. I didn't. It was a struggle. I was trying in my strength. But it tells me, trust in the Lord and the power of his might. Not mine. This might. Lois Tyrone trying to do it. I can't do it. I had to go down on my knees. Lord, you got to help me. I can't stop this. I need your help. I need you. When I started leaning on his arm instead of leaning on mine, it was much easier, saints.
Mm-hmm.
It was much easier. This thing is not about me. It's about Christ.
Yes.
And then when you look at Acts 3 and 12, it tells us, he says it again, we preach Christ. All through Acts. I love the book of Acts. Because, see, Acts is about a book of action.
Yeah.
These guys, they were busy for Christ. I love the book of Acts. They were telling me they was going, I do not knock no mega church. I don't. I really don't. Because it ain't for me. If God allows them to do it, if that's what God lead them, hey, I'm going to pray for them. As long as they preaching Christ, I got no problem. I really ain't got no problem with them. But in the beginning, the Bible tells me they was going from house to house. From house to house. But they was preaching Christ. They was led by the Holy Spirit of God. And they was telling me how 5,000 got saved this day. 5,000 got saved in this day. Why? Because they preach Christ. It wasn't about a Baptist. It wasn't about a Methodist. It wasn't about my holiness, but God's holiness. See, it wasn't about my righteousness, but God's righteousness. It wasn't about no man dying on the cross, but it was about Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and on the third day he rose again. See, and then you read, keep reading in Acts, some of them cry, brothers, what must we do to be saved? That's what saints, that's our prayer. We want to go out and minister to people, and they cry out, brothers and sisters, what must we do to be saved? That's our job. That's the job of the pastors in church, to train them, to train the people of congregation up into maturity, into a perfect whole man for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
We don't just sit on the church for 12 and 15 and 20 years, just sitting there doing what? No, we need to train to make disciples. Saints, I was sitting around the other day. Listen, Have you ever heard this term? We had some church today. I was just sitting around. Don't just throw this at me. Listen. Now, when a woman said, "Oh, did you see my baby?" For a church to have church, they got to be impregnated church. Because remember who the church is now. We got to know what the church is. It ain't a whooping and a hollering and a singing. That's not church. That's not church. We are the church. So when you tell me you're having church, I want to see some newborn babies flopping around somewhere. We got to put this thing in the right perspective. I know what they mean. They had a good time. I know what they mean. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know what they mean. So we have to keep this thing clear. We have to keep it clear and plain and keep our focus. We supposed to be, I included myself, we supposed to be an impregnated church.
Mm-hmm.
We supposed to be impregnated. Understand this. And we're supposed to be giving new birth all over the place. That's what we're supposed to be doing. They said, well, I can't save nobody. You're right. But we'll preach that gospel.
Yeah.
We'll preach that gospel. When I don't care if they're going through, if you ain't got no job, if you ain't got whatever it is, we still preach the gospel. Then we explain. We break it down to them. See, the gospel is freedom. The gospel is deliverance. See, the gospel is abundance. The gospel is Jesus Christ. And he takes care of all of our needs.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing, the meat of the gospel is salvation. He said, I came to give you life. Please let me just share this with you. Please. In John, he said, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Now listen, shall have everlasting life. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundant. Now, before Jesus came, and he came on the scene, he was talking to a whole lot of sinners. He wanted to give us something, but he couldn't give us to us because something was in the way. Before he said, I came that you might have life. That's what he said now. But before he can give us that, something had to be removed out the way. And that was sin. Sin had to be dealt with. See, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what that's about. That's what it is. But sin had to be, he dealt with sin before anybody got saved. Nobody could be saved until sin was dealt with. The sins of the world. Then he said he died for the sins of the world. Mm. Now, saints, we all know he ain't going back on that cross. We all know this. So yeah. If he died for the sins of the world, he have paid for every sin, and everybody's sin been paid for.
That's right.
Now, please, I'm just asking you to think on this now. This is word. He died for every sin of everyone who have been born, who's going to be born, and who is born. The sin been paid for. See, that's what? Somebody said, "Well, you going to hell for sin?" I tell them now, you may be different with me, but I said, "No, you going to hell for rejecting the only ones that can save you. Sin been paid for. You reject the only one. You reject the Holy One of God. You reject the door. Once you reject that door, ain't no other door. There's no other door. Because every sin have been paid for." I wanted to share that. We got to preach the gospel thing. Like I said, I don't go into a doctrine. I just try to teach the word. Because, see, I know we got different people on the line, and some believe this, some. Long as we believe, we preach Jesus Christ. Long as we preach, there is no other way in which one can be saved unless you come through Jesus Christ. Long as we preach in the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he's alive right now, sitting on the right hand side of the Father, we okay. So, saints, please, we continue to preach Jesus Christ. I thank God for this message. I really didn't get into it the way I wanted to, but thank God for allowing me to share with you tonight what I share with you. And I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you. And I ask that the word was spoken this night, that it take root in all of our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone if there's any hindrance going on in any of our lives, anyone needs jobs to deliver it, right now, lift your people up to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you right now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Also, brother, Albert, are you on the line with us?
Hello?
Are you on the line with us?
Yes. Alfred. This is Alfred. I'm speaking right now.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just like to talk about Jesus and the Jesus. I just like to pray before I start talking about God and the power of the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humble as I know how, Father God, asking you to open my ears to those who believe, but believe in Father God. I pray that the Holy Spirit lead them in all truth and understanding of your words and your ways. I thank you, Father God, life today, food that I've eaten, the air that I breathe, water that I drink. Father God, I'd just like for your word to go forward today out of the book of Matthew 16, starting at verse 13. And I'd just like to say this here in regards to the use of the word Jesus, you know, and how God, in his word, says it's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he told Peter, he said, and this is what it says, 13 through 20. And it said, when Jesus came to the coast, Caesarea, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man? I am the Son of Man." And they said, "So say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and the others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "Who say you that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you keys of heaven, and whatever you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, And whatever soever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Amen.
Now, I say that to say this in regards to, I told a little of my testimony last week, and it was a time that when I first opened my eyes out of this coma, I came out of this coma I was in for 7 days, and the first person that I saw come in, visit me, I had prayed before that, I said, God, just send me my family, because these doctors and things that were telling me, you know, I was blessed just to be alive because they had planned to pull the plug on me. And it really hurt me so much. When my family came in, the first person that came through the door was my wife that I had been separated from and just going through the commandments for about 6 years. I said, God, why have you sent me up? Why did she come to the door first? Because I had actually, in my heart, had disconnected from her because she didn't write me. She didn't come see me. So I couldn't get anything. I was in prison. She came to the door. My mother came behind her. And all what it did, it just broke me down. It broke me down emotionally because I was just spiritually moved by the God answered my prayer, and people that loved me were there. But when they came in, they told me they had been there the previous week, and they had been praying for me and things like that. And my mother wanted to sing a song, and she said, Lucille, sing that song you were singing before we got here. And God gave us songs. It said, no weapon shall form against me, shall prosper. And that moved me again because I knew that was the Holy Spirit talking through my wife to me. And she did bring me something, and it was the message of God. And you know, it moved me. But it moved me so much that I got together with my wife, my mom, and we held hands, and we started to pray. And I led the prayer. And as I closed my eyes, God showed me a vision of two big old golden doors with a rainbow over the top and things as I started to pray. And then I started praying in tongues. And, you know, it was just, I called on the name of Jesus. I called on the name of Jesus, and I called on Michael, and I called on Gabriel. And Raphael, and, you know, all the host of God's angels in heaven, and it just moved me so much that you know, I was just spiritually moved. But God showed me that the power of the name of Jesus, you know, that the power in His name, you know, I was listening to the guys talk about Jesus and how we're supposed to preach and teach the cross. But it's so much power in the name of Jesus that even the demons flee. You know what I'm saying? And the song that my wife brought me was that God was telling me He was not going to let no weapon Satan had shot those darts at me prosper. You know, and Satan kept shooting at me. He tried to take my life 3 times after that. But I'm here today on this radio, and I'm telling you about the power of God and the power of Jesus and the authority we have in Jesus. When we come in Jesus' name, we lose all the powers from God in heaven. And you have to believe that and know that, how much power you have. You have the keys. Jesus, the name Jesus is the keys to your heavenly power. And that's why we have to continue our prayer and our commission, and be that rock like Peter. I'm just thankful just to tell this to somebody tonight, and I hope the Holy Spirit has enlightened somebody tonight. I just thank you for that, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. I thank God tonight for you. What he's getting done. Anybody else?
Amen. Breaking up.
Okay.
Can't hear.
He's Tyrone Takeover.
Hello? What was said?
Hello?
I can hear everybody but Pastor Hunter.
Amen.
Everybody's coming in clear.
Yeah.
Might be some feedback on the radio or something. It's causing a feed.
Glory to God.
Somebody dropped up. Can you hear me now?
Still can't hear you. Some feedback somewhere.
Tyrone, he said take over.
Praise God. Well, do anyone have anything to share with us tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I just Miss Cynthia want to sing us a song.
Amen.
After hearing the word of God and hearing his testimony, this song came to my mind. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins away. Rising, he justified me forever. I know he's coming back one glorious day. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried all my sins away. Rising, he justified me forever. I know he's coming back one glorious day. I said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried all my sins away. Dying, rising, he justified me forever. I know he's coming back one glorious day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who Jesus is. He died for our sins.
Amen.
But he didn't only just died for our sins. He was buried. He took our sins away when he was buried. But then Jesus got up out of the ground and we were justified. We got something to really look forward to. Seeing
Amen.
Him one glorious day. We're going to live with Jesus. And no matter what we go through down here, like his wife told him, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And we
Amen.
Got that without a shadow of a doubt. The dots are going to come. They're going to shoot the arrows at us. But the Lord promised us in his word. He said, he that shoot an arrow at you, he said, I'll shoot it back at them. I read it myself one day, and that gave me some hope. So I don't have to worry about this battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. And
Amen.
I just praise God because, you know what, it's such a blessing that we are able to come on the radio and share the word of God with others and share with one another. They say iron sharpen iron. We are a blessing to one another. And you know, it's really beautiful. I listen to you all and it really blesses my soul. And it helps me. It gives you something to think about later on. You know, we don't know everything, but one thing about it, that's why we are here. We are helpers one to another.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Saints, does anyone else have anything they want to share?
Praise God. This is Apostle Esther. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Alfred, are you there?
I hear you. Mama, I hear you.
Okay. I really want to encourage you and thank God for calling you, healing you, and delivering you. And to those that out there that's listening, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. You know, yesterday, September the 6th, was my spiritual birthday, 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that's how long I've been praying for my children to be saved. And I am so happy that I'm still alive, that I could hear my firstborn son bring his message tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You know, you don't know when it's going to happen.
No.
You don't know how it's going to happen. It took a tragedy to bring it about the way God wanted it. But he answered my prayer. And I'm so grateful. I thank him for my son. And I thank Alfred for his long suffering, his time in prison. But the whole time he was there, he was steadily studying, and seeking the Lord, taking courses, biblical courses, law courses. So I'm saying as a mother to you, keep on doing what you're doing. And to the other mothers out there, if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. Don't give up on your children. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to read a passage out of St. John, 15th chapter, 16th verse. He said, this is Jesus. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Yes.
And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and
yes,
that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. This
yes
thing, I command you that you love one another. Thanks.
Yes.
He chose us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful part about it. Because I sit and think how wretched I was and where
yes
I was in my life, but he still chose me. So he chose me before the foundation of the world.
That's
yes
right.
He knew about me. All the mess
that's
that I was going to do, he knew about. See,
yes,
and still, he chose me.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we love one another. Saints, by us showing love to one another. And that's I think the message of comfort, wholeness.
Yes.
And this is what he gave me to do,
mm-hmm,
you know, and exhortation, you know, in love and oneness
yes
and unity. That's
yeah
what he put in me to do.
Yeah.
Since we are to love one another.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He commanded this. See, that's not a choice. That's a command.
It's a yeah command.
He commanded us to do it. Then he know we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah
only reason we don't want to love because it's on us.
Yes.
So I had to pray, and I said, Lord, when I pray, I said, Lord, I thank you for giving me that a forgiving spirit, a loving
yes
spirit, a kind spirit, a merciful
yes
spirit. But then I thank him for giving me that boldness and that courage. I thank for that because we're not weak. Our Savior wasn't weak. So, Saint, what I want to say, please, let us love one another as he has commanded us to love one another. Look
yes
out for one another. Pray for one another.
Hallelujah.
Please let us do that.
Yes.
We
all
are
right
the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. I don't care
oh
what your denomination. I don't care. We
yes
are the body of Christ.
Yes.
He's
hallelujah
the head. He's the head. And
hallelujah
we are his body. So, saints, please. And I just want to share that with you at this time.
Thank
so
you.
If anyone else, Dr. Hunter?
Thank
oh
you, Lord.
Oh, he ain't back yet?
Thank you,
so,
Lord.
I'm listening behind the line. Let you go ahead and take over.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
I can hear you now, Pastor.
Oh, you coming in good?
Thank you, Lord.
So if anyone else got anything they want to share at this time?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. So I'm going to raise Dr. Holland back up and turn it back over to him. Come, Dr. Hunter.
I hear y'all in the background, but I'm just saying, y'all doing such a great job. That's what I told you. Well, now I'm going to pull back and let you do it. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Sister, you, what's his name?
No, it's
the other brother who preached on minister on Tuesdays.
He's not on the line tonight. Talking about the guy from Louisiana.
Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham, you out there?
No, he's not on the line. He's down on the line.
We
got somebody from North Carolina or South Carolina on the line with us. I named my properties, and we got A. Lewis, are you? A. Royal, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, yes, I am. Praise the Lord. How's everybody?
Praise God. I know you're talking good.
Been having a blessed time, blessed royal
yes,
time.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You got something you want to share with us this evening?
Oh, no, I'm just enjoying listening.
Okay, you just eating today then. Praise God. But truly,
this is Apostle Esther. I want to share something with you all. A couple of nights ago, I had a vision, and I was by a lake of water, and I was dressed all in white. And all I remember was I was just telling Jesus how much I loved him. I said, I just really love you. You are so wonderful. And I can remember tears was rolling down my eyes while I was just talking to him. And then I woke up, and that's when he quickened me. It was my spiritual birthday in the natural, you know. And I said, yes, Lord. But my revelation to that is this, to you all that are listening. If we could come before the Lord and just seek his face through worshiping him, telling him how much we love him. Mm-hmm. And out of that, God showed me, if you worshiping Christ, Satan can't get in there no other way. He can't get in there.
Okay.
He cannot get in when you worship in Christ. So if we could practice seeking Yahshua's face and just worship him, you close and lock every door. Satan can't get in. So I just want to set a revelation with everyone, and out of it, it drawed us to have a 21-day, we don't call it a fast, I'm calling it a 21-day seeking Yahshua's face. And in this, we're asking you to put your name and your children down, God, to save your household. And then we're going to cast out the spirits that you see in your household, because the people who you live with, you can see the spirits. We're not trying to talk about the person. We want those spirits cast out.
Amen.
So if you could do that with us for 21 days, we started this morning. It can be on the phone every morning at 6, or you can do it personal at your own convenience. But just do it for 21 days. And we expect, just like in Jeremiah 29:11, say expect a good ending. We expect a praise report from this 21 day of seeking Yahshua's face. I want you to just seek his face.
Yes.
So I just want to share that with you to all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amazing grace.
Go.
Shall always be my sound of praise. For it was grace that brought me liberty. Now I know just why he came. Oh, because he loved me so. Jesus looked beyond.
Oh, yeah.
All of my faults. And as he saw my need.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary just to view the cross where Jesus died for me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, how marvelous of grace that caught my sin sick soul. I want to let you know he looked beyond all of my faults. And he saw my need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look beyond.
Glory to God.
I was out there in the club. My God, look beyond.
Glory.
When I used to drink alcohol, Jesus, look beyond. When I used to lie, cheat, and steal, oh, he looked beyond. When I used to smoke dope, my God looked beyond.
Thank you,
Keith. Every one of my faults. And he saw, when I was on my way to hell, Jesus saw. Hallelujah.
Glory.
He saw my need.
Oh,
I shall forever.
Yeah.
I won't turn back, y'all. Yeah. I lift my eyes to Calvary. Yeah. I've got to view the cross where my Lord and Savior died for me. Oh, how marvelous of grace that caught my sin sick soul. Jesus looked beyond. Everyone of my fault. And he saw my need.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Truly, thank God. We really thank God for this evening here.
Thank you, God.
And each and every one of you on the line tonight. You know, and everything that have been said in the spirit that is have been said, and I thank God for the song the sister just sung.
Amen.
Thanks. we're not what we used to be.
All right now.
He took our sins and God himself throw them in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes,
are we
did.
Better than him, but we keep remembering them? We'll never to forget where he brought us from. All through the Old Testament, they built altars. Every time God took them to another level, they built altars to remind them, see, to see where God brought them from. You have people taking pictures when they start ministry. They take pictures from the beginning and see in stages where God brought them. We are to never to forget where God brought us from.
Amen.
Never. But we are to never to wallow in it, because the word says we are priests now.
Yes.
When an unbeliever comes to one of us, they go come to one of us and can I talk to you? I have a problem. So we're the one who go offer this up unto God.
That's right.
In prayer. And it's like a sweet-smelling aroma to God.
Mm-hmm.
We are wrapped in his righteousness. I know that I'm not perfect, but when God looks at me, he looks at perfection.
That's right.
Because he's looking at me through the blood of Christ.
That's right.
Not my own. Mm-hmm. So, Saint, throw those shoulders back, hold that head up, because you are kings and queens for Christ.
Amen.
So really, that's who we are now.
Right.
If we can get, we're not better than anyone.
Right.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not better than anyone. But he have made us.
I know.
He have made us.
Yeah.
So I'm acting, I'm begging, I'm pleading. Throw that head up in the air. My sister's called you a queen. You understand who you are. And you walk as a queen because that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, you are kings. And I don't have no homeboys. I ain't got no home dog. I don't even talk that lingo with these out there. I don't want to fit in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Because I'm an elder. I'm a man of God, and I walk different. Not trying to. That's just who I am.
That's right.
I don't have to get up in the morning. None of us do. None of us.
Okay.
And my prayer says is that there'd be a new awakening, and I'm talking about myself now. When you hear me talk, I'm talking to myself too now. Okay? I'm talking to myself. But my prayer is there'd be a new awakening in us to know who we are and who we belongs to.
Yes, right.
And know Jesus Christ. When every prayer that Jesus prayed, God answered, because Jesus lined up God's agenda was his agenda. He didn't have a different agenda. So, Saint, that's my prayer, that we line up our purpose. His purpose is our purpose. His agenda is our agenda, and we can walk with confidence. I'm telling you.
Amen.
That it's done. It's already done.
Already.
Saint, I want to say that I haven't met but one of you. One of you. But I want to say this to each and every one of you on the phone. I truly love you. I do. And you're in my prayers constantly. I pray likewise, the same thing.
Amen.
And it's to speak those things. If you don't have the love, the word of God, to speak until it, speak those things to be not as though they are.
Amen.
Till it manifest in our hearts. Till it manifest in from the inside out. We have won this thing. We have won. We have won it.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ done gave us the victory. We have no turning back. So I want to. Where on earth can we hide from? What can we go to get away from this? Nowhere. We cannot retreat. There is no retreat for us. The saints says there's no retreat. Let's come together and be the warriors that God have ordained for us to be, and let's rock this thing for God.
Amen.
Take it from the Lord, because we are more than conquerors. We can do it. We can do it. So at that, I'm going to leave it for anyone. If not, I'm asking Pastor Hunt to come back on. So if this is it, we want to close. If no one else got anything to say, anyone got anything they want to share? If not, I'm going to ask Pastor Hunt to come in and close out for us.
No, you go ahead and close out. You're doing a great job. Go ahead and close out. You're doing a great job.
Praise God. Praise God. So I'm going to ask my sister, Miss Cynthia, to close out for us.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this service, God. We thank you for the fellowship that we had. God, we thank you for that brother, oh, God, and his blessed testimony. Oh, God, that is going to bless somebody's heart. Oh, God, we just praise you. We lift him more, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Into our situation. Where the enemy means for bad, God, you turn it into good. You told us in the word that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord according to the call of his purpose. And God, we believe your word. We stand it on your word tonight. And God, we ask you to touch each and every one of us. Keep our minds and our hearts looking toward you, God. In the name of Jesus. Help us. Love one another. Help us love others, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God, we believe that today. And Lord, we ask you to keep us in peace, oh God. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, we realize that you are our strength, our Redeemer. We ask you to bless Hannah in Jesus' name. God, we give you the honor and the glory. Until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
And like Pastor Hunter said, I love you. I love you. I love you. And nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen.
Now, y'all were blessed tonight.
Y'all did too.
Okay.